Academy.
The last day starts off in the cafeteria. Students perform the school chants and cheers one last time.
I do my homework every night.
Pop songs alternate with the chants. Students dance, some with carefully choreographed routines. Lanyap's last day was scheduled for June 4th, but shutting down a school can be expensive and time-intensive. 5 years ago, Lanyap set up trailers on a parking lot. When their lease is up next month, everything has to be gone. So it's one last day of celebration before that process begins. Roy Yost, the school's operation manager, is also the party's MC. He keeps announcing one last song, then another, and another. It's like, as long as everyone's here singing and chanting, the school can stay open. Finally, Dean of Students Rodney Brown does lead a last song about one of Lanyap's main values, hard work. The students line up with their teachers. Jennifer Pike Vassell leads her first graders back to class. Lanyap was a small school, serving kindergarten through fourth grade, above average in a system with many low-performing schools. Lots of students came from around the neighborhood, Treme. But a state investigation claimed the school wasn't providing services for students with disabilities, and when officials came to investigate, some administrators tried to cover it up. Many students don't fully understand why their school's closing. Pike Vassell's first graders have written and made art about the closure. On this last day, she invites them to share what's on their minds. One by one, they come to the front of the class.
I don't want the school closed down because this is the best school ever, and people gonna miss this school.
Even if the school closing down, we're still going to be one team and one family, and we're still going to be Leno.
I don't miss my favorite friend, Desmond, and Lewis, and Royal.
Their teacher has been through this before. Pike Vassell taught for 9 years at a charter school in Harlem. It got shut down for low test scores. In some ways, she says, this is harder. The school wasn't failing academically. It could have been saved with new leadership.
What about coming in and interviewing the people who are here and saying, what can we do for you all? Where are your constructive ideas? Where are the family's constructive ideas of how we can save this place? No one ever tried. No one ever gave us that opportunity.
Now, she says, 180 kids will be displaced. She's thought about how to express this to first graders.
It's maybe a good life lesson of there aren't always answers for things in life. So this is one of those things, unfortunately, at 6 or 7 years old that I have to tell you, hey, in life there aren't always answers.
First grade friends Janaya and Brielle have been dreading the last day of school. Both had trouble sleeping the night before.
I just kept on moving around, and my dad had to move all them pillows off of me. I was sweating. I was crying in my sleep. I had a headache.
When Brielle woke up,
I was nervous. I started to sweat when I was brushing my teeth. And when I got into the car, I was like...
She shakes her body, shivering. Janaya says she learned a lot this year about handwriting and sportsmanship and ancient Maya civilization. She points to a bulletin board with pictures of each student, heads tilted, hands folded on the desk.
Look on the board. You see me having a lot of joy on my face, and look at all the other super scholars on the board.
You hear in her voice complete buy-in, adopting the language of charter reform. The close friends will be split up next year, both at charters in other parts of the city. There will be one less elementary school in Treme. Operations manager Roy Yost grew up down the street in the Iberville projects. It meant a lot to him to work in the neighborhood.
Born and raised there. Went to college, went out of state and worked, and now I'm back at my home, right across the street from where I grew up at, in the hood. You know, and it gave me pride to be able to give back to the kids. But you've given back, the school board and RSD took it away. And to me, that's not fair.
Continuing, he's overcome with emotion.
I'll let the kids know, represent where you come from, Lanya.
Yost steps into the hall and takes a minute to compose himself. When he comes back, he says he feels betrayed. It was the school's leaders who messed up, not the kids, not the teachers.
Anybody in the school system that works in the school system should learn from us. Your job is not guaranteed. You know, we could move on to another school where the same thing happen again.
As the day goes on, things get looser. Kids bounce basketballs and play hand games outside. Parents and grandparents arrive. Janetta Dean is here to pick up her fourth grader, Angel.
I'm not ready. I wasn't ready to take her out of here. She was doing too well here. Because she was really learning. Yes. This is a good school. I recommend any parent to send them here.
As the final day wraps up, a first grader asks Pike Vassell if there is any homework that night. She breaks down.
I guess nothing really got me this emotional today to this point till right now, because they tell them there's no more homework ever, you know? So it's just a hard thing.
She says some students have been asking for summer work packets.
Maybe they're not, it's not really clicking that, you know, this is their last day, and the next time they see this school, it might just be a bulldozed over parking lot.
At dismissal time, her students ask to do a final, final chant.
Ready, set, come on.
I'm a super scholar. I'm a super scholar. Alania, super scholar.
And then a group hug.
Thank you for a great year this year. I love you. I care about you. You have my number. Please call me if you want to call me. Be safe. Let's hear it. One team, one family.
One team, one family.
All right.
The students walk down the hall to the bus line. They carry whatever was left in their desks, pencils, stray sheets of construction paper with their classmates' phone numbers. They board the buses and wave one last time from open windows. The buses pull away, left behind bleary-eyed teachers and a set of trailers to be dismantled. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.